Right, we're starting Bezus Hashem Dav Vav, and still very much going to continue to rechen a little bit with Rabba and Rava, and the Mishnah had began, the Masechta had began, that made a get me this ayam, that person who brings a get from far away, he has to say, Bafanei Nechta, Bafanei Nechtam, and Rabba says, Lefisha Ein Bikin Lishma, Rabba says, Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai, and so far what we've learned is that Rabba Islay De Rava. Okay, essentially, that they're not, Rabba is not not saying that independently all you need is Lashma. He agrees that there is a Kiyum Shtaris, and as we had discussed a few times, that it's really a Kula. It works out from a Kiyum Shtaris perspective. Normally, a standard document, in order for it to be considered valid, you would have to be Mekayim the signatures. Here, when a Shliach brings a get, he could say, Bafanei Nechtav, Bafanei Nechtam, and that would affect the Kiyum Shtaris, even though he's only one person, it would protect against the ear of the Baal. And then the only question that we've been discussing is there also a concern of Lishma? So let's specifically discuss this in regards to Bavel. Itmar. We're at the two dots, about 13 lines down on Vavam and Aleph. Itmar. Bavel. So we want to know, when we're dealing with Bavel, and Taisus here says, we're talking about within Medina, it says Medina le Medina be Bavel. Okay, meaning that we're having a machlekes now. If I come from two different medinas in Bavel, what's the deal? Bavel. Rav Amar ke Eretz Yisrael l'gittin. Rav says it is like Eretz Yisrael, and just like in Eretz Yisrael, there's no lishma issue. That's what we're thinking. So too in Bavel. V'shmol Amar ke chutz laretz. It has a din of chutz laretz. Levi b'ha kamifli. So let's say that the machlekes is as follows: the mar savar lefi she'ein b'kiyin lishma. Rav says. The Mar Savar Lefisha Ein Bikin Lishma, the Hani Gemiri. So Rav says they are learned, and therefore the whole issue, the reason why the Chachamim instituted B'Fanei Nechtav, or a reason, is because of Lefisha Ein Bikin Lishma. And in Bavel, they are Bikin Lishma, like Eretz Yisrael. Mar Savar Shmos is Lefisha Ein in the Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. That has nothing to do with Lishma, it has to do with distances. Again, the way we explain this, we're going from Medina to Medina in Bavel, and therefore it's a distance issue. There aren't going to be people available, shchichi lekaim. There are the people available to be mekaim the shtaris. The haninami le shchichi. V'tisbra says the Gemara. 1 second, you can't like we've already established for a few dafim already. You can't say that Rabba's only concerned about lishma. V'tisma Rabba islay de Rabba. Rabba would hold of Rabba. Ela de kuleyama ba'ina lekaimai. So really, everybody agrees that you need Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimai. If so, again, we're talking about from one Medina to another Medina in Bavel. So what's the Machlekes? It's not a Lishma issue. That's not what we're talking about. What is the Machlekes here? That Rav Savar Kivan De'ika Misifta Mishkach Shchichi. Rav holds that since Lamaisa there are yeshivas in Bavel, so therefore people go home for off Shabbosim, they come back, or they go from yeshiva to yeshiva. The point is there's an efficient travel network, and therefore it is considered shchiach, meaning if the Baal comes to be ma'arer, so then we could always find two people to be mekayim the signatures, and therefore we didn't have to institute that the shchiach says b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, v'shmuel amar, v'shmuel savar, misifta b'girsayu tridi. That yeah, they might be sitting in yeshiva learning, and they'll go home, or they'll go from yeshiva to yeshiva, but l'maisa, their head's in the taisus. And we're going to see this idea here, but that they're not in the business world. Where were shtaris used? In the business world. So that's how people would know signatures. No, they're busy learning. They're in yeshiva. They're not up to in the point in life where they should recognize signatures. And therefore, they're not really going to be able to help with that. They're running from place to place, but they're not going to be able to help with that. Itmar nami amarav abba amarav huna asinu atzmenu. That Rav Abba says, b'shem Rav Huna, that we made ourselves bibavel ke Eretz Yisrael legitin. When? In other words, we're essentially like Eretz Yisrael, Mechi also Rav LeBavel, right? And remember, like we said, that in Eretz Yisrael, there's early regel, Ay, Bizman Hazeh, how do you answer? Because there's Batei Dinim Kivuin. So we said that in Eretz Yisrael, it's not just a Lishma thing, that there are people available to Mekayim Shtarais, and therefore we didn't have to institute B'Fanei Nechtam at all, even in Rava. So too in Bavel, that Rav holds, this is Amar Rav Huna, he's going to cheat this Rav, Asinu Atzmeinu B'Bavel, Keretz Yisrael, L'Gittin Michiyasa Rav L'Bavel. When? When Rav came to Bavel. Now, what does this mean? So Rashi says like this, that once Rav came to Bavel, so he really was credited with proliferating the yeshivas in Bavel, And yeah, even though, and Rashi Bavurin says, that even though that there were already Yidden in Bavel, that there was Torah in Bavel already, Cheresh HaMazgir, which refers to artisans that were Goyla back in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, that's the Pashut understanding is Cheresh HaMazgir. Artisans, really, the Chazal learn out, that the Gemara and other places learn out that those were Talmidei Chachamim. So there were Talmidei Chachamim in Bavel, but there wasn't an efficient yeshiva system set up yet. When Rav came to Bavel, and there was a yeshiva system, so therefore there were people going from place to place, and therefore there were Mitzuyim L'Kaimai, that's what Rav holds. Remember, Shmuel argues, he says, that no, they're Girsayu Tridi. Tosfos does not like this pshat. He has Akasha. In other words, in regards to the fact that it's only when Rav came, he says, if so, what would be the Kasha? We'll see later. We're going to ask a Kasha on this. But he says that he has a little bit of a different pshat, that Rav, when Rav came, he was the one that uncovered Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, Mechi Asa Rav Lebavel, V'hoira Lanu Shemim Mois Yechanya Shegalu Ama Lebavel, Shegalu Ima Lebavel, Hacher Shemazgir, Dina Liyas Keretz Oligetin. That it was already, meaning that when Rav came, he said that from the time of Yechanya, not when Rav came and set up yeshivas, but from the time of Yechanya, all the way back in the times of the first place of Mikdash, that Bavel already had a din of like Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and this, he also, Tosfos also brings a third pshat, okay, that it means Rav doesn't mean Rav himself. Mechiasa Rav Lebavel means once Eloklemer Rabbanim Ubali Torah. Once there were Rabbanim Ubali Torah. But the same idea here exists, again, at least according to the way Rashi learns in the second pshat of Tosfos, not the first pshat, that we're talking about that Rav came and set up an efficient yeshiva system. Once there was a yeshiva system, there was efficient travel. Therefore, if again, the whole concern here, we're not really dealing with Lashma at all. The whole concern is will there be people in between Lakaimai? And Rav holds yes, and Shmuel says again, Shmuel holds no, because they're busy learning. So in our Mishnah, we discussed, where are the boundaries for Eretz Yisrael? So we said, Merekem Lemizrach, Merekem Kimizrach. Rekem is the east, is over the line, meaning that's already considered outside. Me'ashkelon l'dorim, it's not an Eretz Yisrael. Me'ashkelon l'dorim v'ashkelon k'dorim. Me'akol l'tzafon v'akol k'tzafon. Now, frekta gemara. So let's talk about the north. Where is Bavel? Bavel, let's find it in Eretz Yisrael. Kaima. Bavel is all the way in the north. Dechsev. The pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Vayomer Hashem Elai mitzafon tipasach hara, that the ra will come, meaning the destruction will come from Bavel, which is from the north. Mitzafon. Okay. V'tanan r'me'ayomer akol k'Eretz Yisrael legitin. And, okay, so there is a machlokes in the Mishnah whether Akka itself is outside, it's too far north, it's and therefore it's outside of Eretz Yisrael, or like Rameir says that Akka is considered within the border. Now, Vafilu Rameir, like Kamar Elaba Akka, de Mikrava. So the whole machlokes there is regards to Akka, which is close. Aval Bavel de Merachka, like. So Bavel, for sure, is outside of the border. So how could you possibly say that Bavel is Eretz Yisrael, who most of love, who mefarik lo lebarmi Bavel? You're right. The borders in the Mishnah, we're talking about, Bavel's a carve-out. Bavel's an exception. We were just talking about what's considered normal Chutz La'aretz and what's considered normal Eretz Yisrael. Now, ad heichan hi Bavel, where is Bavel? So Amar Rav, ki machlekes l'yochsen, kach machlekes l'gitin. So the Gemara in Kedushin, Tafayim Beis, is going to be discussing in regards to Yochsin. So the Gemara says that Kol Haratzas Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, in regards to Yochsin, Kol Haratzas Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael is considered more pure, the Yichus is more pure, but Eretz Yisrael is Isa LeBavel. That Bavel had even stronger Yichus, meaning unadulterated Yichus, that the Yichus was more pure in Bavel. So we wanted to know, where is Bavel for these Yichus purposes? So wherever the Machlekes is for Yichus, there, that's the same Machlekes for Gittin. Rav Yosef Amar, he says, no, Machlekes L'Yuchsin, the whole Machlekes in Kedushin is in regards to Yichus, Aval Gittin, Divrei Akol, at Arba, Tinyana, De Gishra. That it's until the bridge of the second swamp, wherever that is, apparently they must have known where it was, they were in Bavel. Rav Chista Matzrich. Okay, so now let's see. We're going to have a story here. Rav Chista Matzrich me'ak tisfoin lebei Ardashir. Rav Chista said, required them to say b'fanei nechtav when they went. These are two places in Bavel. Ak tisfoin to Ardashir. Remember, we had Ardashir, man hava l'yoyma, in Yuma. So he matzrech me'aktisva lebe ardashir. So he required, again, these are two places in Bavel, umi be'ardashir laktisvoin, loy matzrech. However, so again, when the get came from aktisvoin to ardashir, then they required b'fanei nechtav. However, when it was ardashir laktisvoin, he didn't require it. Now the question is, why would you only require it one way? The only thing we could think of is, well, if the place the get was coming from, we don't have a lishma issue, and it's a lishma issue. So we're going to try this once again, maybe the final time here. Leimen kasavra lefisha ein biki in lishma, v'hani gemiri. So we can say that the Ardashir people are gemiri, and therefore from Ardashir, the taktisva, he didn't need it. So the Gemara says, well, one second, v'tisbra, how would this make any sense? V'ha rabba isle derava. Well, Rava holds a Rava, and even if you took care of the Lishma issue, what about the Enei Demetzuyin Lekaimai issue? You're going to need people available for Kiyum Shtaris. Ella de Kulei Alma Ba'inin Lekaimai. Okay, that really you need Ba'inin Lekaimai, that you need people, you need Enei Demetzuyin Lekaimai. Bahani Kivan Da Ozli Lashuka. So the B'nai Ardashir, they go to the Shuk in Aktisfun. So they go. That's where the Shuk was. So the Azli Lashukah Lahasam Hanach Yadi Bichsimas Yada Dahani. Okay, so the Aktisvain was where the markets were. So when the Ardashir, the Aktisvain, the people who had the markets, they were in business. They had to know who would come through there and purchase stuff, and they had to know if the shtaris were going to be good shtaris. So they recognized the signatures of the Ardashir people, right? So Hanach Yadi Bichsimas Yada Dahani, Vahani Bedahanach La Yadi. Okay. However, the Ardashir people didn't know the Aktisvan signatures. Why not? My time in Bishukayu treaty. They came. They were busy shopping, so they weren't. It wasn't. They were busy shopping. They were buyers, so they weren't the ones holding the shtar. So there's no way that they would have known the different signatures. The Aktisvan people, those were the shopkeepers. They knew the signatures of the Ardashir people, and therefore, again, it's a question when the get came from one place to another. So when it would come from Ardashir, when it would come from Ardashir to Aktisvain, so then they didn't need it because the Aktisvain people knew all the signatures. But the other way around, they didn't know it. Now, Rabbi Barvur Matzrech, okay, now here we're really gonna come down to the Maskana Hasugi when we talk about the Kiyum Shtaris aspect of it. Because so far we've been talking about it goes from Medina to Medina, Bais Medina, we have to answer in Eretz Yisrael, even if it's far away, Oyle Regalim. So again, now we're gonna answer this up. Let's see. Rabbi Barbua Matzrech may arsa la arsa. The Rabbi Barbua required even from one side of a Rishus Harabim, arsa means a row of houses. So from one row of houses on one side of Rishus Harabim to the other side, a get came, required b'fanei nechtam. Okay, meaning we can't count on those people on the other side being there to be mekayim the signatures for Kim Shtarais when we're going to need it later if the Baal comes and is ma'ar. Rav Sheish is matzrich mishchuna l'shchuna. Now a shchuna is three houses, a neighborhood of three houses. So from three houses, from one neighborhood to another neighborhood, v'rabba matzrich ba'oysa shchuna, even within the same three houses. What's going on? V'ha rabba hu damal fishen mitzuyin l'kaimai. V'ha rabba, right? So how could you say that rabba required me matzrich ba'oysa shchuna? V'ha rabba hu damal fishen mitzuyin l'kaimai. What do you mean? And within the shchuna, ostensibly we're thinking within a grouping of three houses, we would be able to find people who would recognize the shtaris. So the Gemara says, "Shani b'nei mechuza denaidi." That b'nei mechuza move around. Okay, Rashi says, "Ein mishtayin bebatein shetrudin b'schayra." That again, this whole idea of people being around and not requiring kiyum shtaris. Remember, really a normal shtar, any other normal shtar we had back in the beginning of the Sechta, Tosis discussed it. A normal shtar, we would not recognize it as a valid shtar unless you had kiyum shtaris. It was a kula mishumigune kulei rabbanan, that when it came to a get, we didn't require it. Only what? If we were concerned, the chachamim were concerned that we won't find people later if the baal comes and ma'arer it, we required the shliach to say b'fanei nechtam. So that would only be if we can count on people being around. But since that was in a time where people generally, you know, they worked their farm, they stayed there, they didn't go anywhere. But the Mnei Mechuza already, they were more industrious. They were Isaac and Schaira. They were leaving town for business all the time. And therefore, we can't count on them being around, even within the same grouping of three houses. They move around a lot. And who says they're going to be there? Who says we're going to be able to be mekayim shtaros when we need it? And therefore, mikayach that Taisus says here, the bottom Taisus, shayim mechusas denaidi mikan poisek bebeidu tam the hashtab as manazet tzarech loymar bechol makom b'fanei nechtav. You have to say b'fanei nechtav in every place. Afagav the kaim alon karava the amar lefi sheini the mutsuim lekaimai v'loy mishum lishma mikom makom tzarech the hashtab bechol makomais naidi kivnei mechusa. The world turned. So this is all historical. I mean, so even in Rabbah, right? What do we learn in Rabbah? Achar shalomdu. The whole lishma, right? And then, again, there was a gzeira, maybe shemiyachs or a double kukulai in Rabbah. We see also in Rabbah this whole idea of when you can get out of saying b'chonei nechtav doesn't really apply anymore. Because everybody's all over, and that's how the Ramah Paskins in Evan Ezer, Kufman Beis Aleph, he says that it was manazeha, maybe get, afilu mi bayis la bayis be'ir, then you have to say... You have to say tzarech lomar b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. Okay, so again, there is no you have the din that we came in saying and maybe get medina sayam again. Rava isli the rava, so we certainly would have a kiyum shtaris. The need to say b'fanei nechtam would be because of kiyum shtaris. And now bizman hazeh, the way Tosfos is paskening, the way bizman hazeh, since everybody moves around, so we would always need it. It's not only shliach medinas hayam, where we said, right, Eretz Yisrael wouldn't need it. No, now every place, everywhere, you do need it. Because...
Can I just ask a question? Where is Mechuza? How do we know that he was talking about... That's where Rebbe lived? Rebbe lived
in Mechuza, yeah. Rav Chanan Mishtoi. So Rav Chanan was... telling over the following story that Rav Kahuna Isi Gita, Rav Kahuna brought a get, Velo Yadana Ime Sura Menada, Ime Nada La Sura. Okay, so he didn't know whether the get had come. He didn't remember when he was retelling over the story, a get came from one place to another. He didn't remember if the get came from Sura Nada or vice versa. Also, Lakame de Rav, he came in front of Rav, Amar Le Tzrichina Lame, Mar Befani Nachtav, Befani Nachtav, Oy Le Tzrichina. He said, do you need to say Befani Nachtav? Amar Le Tzrichis. Really, you don't need to, okay, because, again, this was Rav. What did Rav hold? Rav held in Bavel, there's yeshivas, there's efficient travel, you don't need to say it. The Avdus Ahanis. Okay, however, you don't really need to, but if you do it, it's going to be a benefit. Mayi Avdus Ahanis, D.E. Asi Baal Ma'arer, Loi Mishkachinon Bey, that if the Baal comes and he calls error, he says it's Mezuyah, if it's a forged get, then it's going to help. Again, this goes to the core of the matter here, that the Befanei Nechtam is essentially, it's a Chumrah, but it's really a Kula. Okay, because, and we had this way back on Daf Gimel, that if the Baal comes and is Ma'arer, the one Shliach saying, B'fanei Nechtam, will accomplish Kiyum Shtaros, which normally you would require two to do that for. Now, Kedetanyo, like we don't get a price, Ma'is Baal, the Mechot, Shehevi, Get, Lefnei, Rabbi Shmuel, brought a Get to Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Loi, Tzarech, Ani, Lam, B'fanei Nechtam, Ayin, Tzarech. So do I need to say B'fanei Nechtam or not? Amar Loi, Benim, Hechnata. He said, where are you from? Amar Loi, Rabbi, Mikfar Sisayani. I'm from Kfar Sisai. I'm like, Tzarech Atoloi, remember finding Nechtav, finding Nechtav. Why? Shaloi Tizak Ekele Edim. So that you won't need the Edim later in case the Baal comes. So what is he really saying? You really don't need to say it, like we've just said before. You really don't need to, but it's for your benefit, so you might as well. Lachar Shiyotze Nechaz Fon Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi came in and he said, I'm Loi. Rabbi, he comes to his Rabbi, Rabbi Shmuel, and he says to him, Valoi Kfar Sisai, move last but Chomer Yisrael. That it's Muvla in the Chomer Eretz Yisrael, but Krevel at Zipari, Yoyseme Akai. It's within, it's closer than Akai, and therefore you should be fine. The Tanan Rameir, Aymer Akai Keretz Yisrael, the Gitte Bafil Rabban, the Pligal Rameir, Elabet Akai, the Merchuka, Aval Kfar Sisai, which is further. In further south than Akai, the Mikrav Loi, so Loi, right? So you would not have to say B'fanei Nechtav. So how, why, Rebbe, why were you telling him that he needed to say B'fanei Nechtav? Amar Loi, Shseik B'nish Seik, Hoyol V'yatza, Adavar B'heter, Yatza. Okay, meaning this, the matter went out, B'heter, that you don't need to say B'fanei Nechtav, and don't create problems. Okay, you're going to create problems. You're going to give the Baal, he's not going to say B'fanei Nechtav, and then the Baal will come and it'll be motivated to come and be call error on it. Okay, so the Gemara says, well, 1 second. What was going on over here? Why is he saying, So why didn't he just go tell his student, Rabbi Loi, I said that this is all protective measure. You're right, he doesn't really need to. So the Gemara says, you're right. He didn't hear that he said that, and therefore, meaning the Talmud... The Talmud didn't hear that last part. Shalit Yizakik Le'edim. He just heard him telling him that you have to say B'fanei Nechtav. B'fanei Nechtav. What did he say? You have to say B'fanei Nechtav. Shalit Yizakik. That was the Le'edim that you won't need Edim in case it comes to it. It's a protective measure again. So we see from here that even it's certainly considered advisable Again, nowadays, it's not relevant, like Tyson said. Nowadays, you always have to say b'fanei naftam. But it would certainly be advisable, even in those days, in a place where you normally wouldn't need to say b'fanei naftam, it definitely would provide, it would afford you a level of protection in case the Baal comes and is ma'ar. Shara chlevi
of Yasser, the Rav Chista. Were they concerned that the husband is going to mess up the wife intentionally because she got married afterwards? And he's going to say, no, that was never a divorce? Or is he trying to keep her and force her to stay with him?
No, I think we're afraid that she'll get married to somebody else. That's the worst case scenario.
He's just trying to mess her up.
And yeah. Or he decided he wanted to keep her. So he's using this as a pretext. That's what we have to be concerned about. Or maybe it really was Mizuyif. We don't know, right? I mean, okay. Shalach le Rav Yasser, maybe she, right? Maybe she hatched the whole thing. Okay. Shalach le Rav Yasser, the Rav Chista. Gitin aboim misham lekan. Ein tzarech lam b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Oh, one last time. Okay, so Rav Yasser said to Rav Chista that gittin that come from Babel, Misham, Lekan, Teretz Yisrael, ain't sarach, you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Lema kasavar l'vishayin b'kiyin l'shma. Then in Babel, they're not b'kiyin. Lema kasavar l'vishayin b'kiyin l'shma. B'hani gimiri. Then in Babel, they are. And that's why it's not a problem. That's why he's saying you don't need b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. V'tizbara. Again, it's not a l'shma issue, but Rabbi Isle de Rava. Like we've said many times, El Dekuli Ama Ba'inin L'Kaimai. Really, you would need Kiyum. But Kivan De Ika Rabim De Solchi V'Nachti. Since there are a lot of people that go from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, they go back and forth. Again, there's sufficient travel. Bishkach Shchichi. Amar Rav Yosef. So this was the din that Rav Yasser said. He said, again, because people travel from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, and that's what we really cared about was a Kiyum Shtarois, will we find people that can recognize the signatures? The answer is yes. We can find Bavel people in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, if a get comes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, we don't have to say b'fanei nechtav. Amar Rav Yosef. So this is the din of Rav Yasser. Man lemalan de Rav Yasser by Samcha. Who is this Rav Yasser? Who says we can rely? Because he paskind, you're coming and bringing this memra. Who says that he's somebody that we can rely on for psak? Number one, va'oid ha'iu d'shalach le. And so that's just a question. Do you know this guy? On this Rav Yasser, can we rely on him? Also, that he sent to Rav Yehuda, he sent the following in a letter, that people that go from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, hin kaimu ba'atzman vayitnu es hayalad bizoyna v'hayalda machru b'yayin v'yishtu. Okay, so he's quoting a pasuk that is essentially giving Musar to Bnei Yisrael, that they would leave, well, actually it would be the other way, Misham Lekan, that they would leave, and Rashi says, that they would leave, Shayu Mishtain Be'eretz Yisrael, Manichin Hashasem Agunas, Ubetelin, they would leave Eretz Yisrael, and they would leave their wives as Agunas, meaning that they would go to Babel, Misham Lekan, they're Benkayim, so he's saying, how could you go ahead and leave your families back in Eretz Yisrael? You're going to be Mekayim this pasuk that it says, the Navi says, Yo, but you know, it's a yelad bizoyna, by yalda machru biyayin, by yishtu. So Rashi learns that what they're doing is, menichin nishasem agunais, ubetelim pervivia, shenekal by name, yuladim yuladais. And then you're essentially leaving your children susceptible to becoming zoynas, that the Goyim will see that there's no father figure around, and they'll turn the children into zoynas, using a lesson of zoynas. Tosis learns a little differently that, again, he would leave them without food. That Zaina here, Vayitinu Asayel, Bezaina is a lashon of Mizainas. It's a lashon of food. Okay, but the point is that he wrote in a letter how terrible it is that they're leaving their families in Eretz Yisrael. When he wrote this pasuk, in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, that here the Misham Lekan is the other way around. Mm-hmm. Okay, but the point is that Vakasav Le, Belay Sirtut. What do we want from, for the purposes of our sugya, that he wrote this pasuk, quoting a pasuk in Yoh, without sirtut. And since he didn't use sirtut, again, what are we doing here? We're quoting, Rav Yasser said that if Oilam Mishan, a get that comes from Misham Lekan, you don't have to say b'fanei naftav. People travel back and forth between Babel and Eretz Yisrael, you'll find any mitzvah in the kind of. Number one, I don't know who this is. Can we rely on his pasuk? Number two, he wrote a letter of Rav Yasser, and he quoted a pasuk without using sirtut. That if you're writing two words, you can write it without sirtut, but you can't write three. Masnisa tano shalish kaisun arbain kaisun. Then in the Braisa it says shalish kaisun arbain kaisun. Okay, so again, who is we see here again? A Braisa and Rav Yitzchak seem to say that you need sirtut. he wrote a pasuk without sirtut. So Amar le Abaya, Atu kol de lo yada hadrav Yitzchak lav gav rabba. You're saying, number one, can I rely on? Number two, he wrote a pasuk without sirtut? And you're telling me anybody who doesn't know the memra of Rav Yitzchak, he's lav gav rabba, we can call his memra into question. Bishlam milsa detalya besvara. If the guy can hold in learning, he knows how to learn. L'chayai. Okay, I can tell you, the guy doesn't know how to learn, so we can't rely on his pasuk. Hagamarahi, the Gemara l'shmieli. But this din of Rav Yitzchak was a memra that Rav Yitzchak said. So you never heard of Rav Yitzchak. It doesn't make him a Talmud Chacham. So why are you calling why are you questioning his credibility? Okay, now what's interesting is we also said b'masnisa tana. So this goes into the sugya of sirtut. This is one of the major sugyas of sirtut. We had one in Saita not too long ago. If you remember Daf Yud Zayin, we talked about sirtut. So I'll just mention a few things here. Taisus brings out, it's a famous Taisus in regards to sirtut. That's the lines that we make in the Sefer Torah when we write psukim. So first of all, number one, we just said that it was Rav Yitzchak. It was a member of Rav Yitzchak or Rav Yasser, right? How did we get here? Rav Yasser said that gittin that come from Babel Teretz Yisrael don't require b'fanei nafta because people travel. And we're questioning his credibility. Can we rely on Rav Yasser? Rav Yasser, wrote a pasuk without using sirtut. And we quoted that number one, a b'risa says, depending on how many words, Rav Yitzchak says if you write three words, he requires sirtut. The b'risa says four. So first of all, and then we said, okay, well, just because he didn't hear Rav Yitzchak's memra doesn't question his credibility. So the question is, we had a masnisa, we had a b'risa that also said you have to have sirtut. So the answer that the b'risa is talking about when you're writing it, the b'risa is talking about when you're writing tefillin in the Sifrei Torah, Rav Yitzchak was talking about, again, when you're writing, that's what the b'risa was talking about. Rav Yitzchak was talking about when you're writing in a letter, which was what's going on over here. Rav Yasser was writing in a letter, and therefore he didn't use sirtut. Rav Yitzchak said that not only when you're writing Sifrei Kadosh do you need sirtut, but also when you're writing in a letter, you need sirtut, and he didn't use sirtut, so we're calling that, that's what we tried to call Rav Yasser into his credibility into question, because he didn't use sirtut based on this memory of Rav Yitzchak, which we said that just because he didn't hear Rav Yitzchak doesn't mean anything. Now, what is the din of sirtut? So Rashi, and we had this in Saita, was clear when we said Igeres over there, that if you write the Parsha of Saita as an Igeres, means below Sirtut at all. Rashi, the Shitas Rashi, is that any time you write, again, this three or four letters, you would require Sirtut. Taisa says, Rabbeinu Tam says that first of all, only if you're writing, so for instance, in our example, it's only if you're Mechskaven Lichtoiv Hapasuk Lidrasha Kihacha. Here he was darshaning it, right? He wasn't just quoting it as a flowery, entry words into a letter. He was using it ledrasha to say a din, okay? And therefore, that kiyacha aval kasha adam shalech igeres lechaveri. If you're just writing a letter to your friend, mutter sheyechta v'lashon amikra kedei lichta v'lashon tzach beloy sirtut, that you would not need sirtut. Okay, and however, he brings out that the Yerushalmi says that it would taka be usher. Now he asks a couple things. The Gemara Megillah says that tefillin. So we have to really address, we're just addressing when you write a pasuk, the Hainu Lidrasha or in a letter. What about Sefer Torah? What about tefillin? And what about mezuzahs? And that's really the three things we have to discuss. Now, our Sefer Torah, we'll see why, all have sirtut, meaning there's on every single line. And again, Rashi would hold that anything would need, anytime you write any Divrei Kodesh, you would need sirtut, whether it's Sefer Torah, whether it's mezuzah. So Tosfos first addresses, and really to just address these three, and I'll mention it quickly, that tefillin do not need sirtut, okay, because, we just had a b'risa that said that you do need. So he says, tefillin don't need sirtut, al kol shita v'shita. So the answer is, tefillin needs sirtut just on the top etching line, and then when you write the top, just to start, so essentially you make a line, and that's where you start from. And then every line, you follow the previous line. So tefillin does not need sirtut on each, for each time you're writing the letters, but it only needs on the top. And Taisus specifically says that you should not have sirtut on every single line. However, he says that de'ein regilus, if you look for, just like I said, mention this like the fourth to last skinny line, or fifth to last skinny line in Taisus, the in regilus asartet klal lo sefer Torah v'lo tefillin, that he says that you don't have sirtut on any line, behind him mishum de nikra hedyut, that it's a nikra hedyut, that if you do it and you don't need it and you do something that it's unnecessary, it's nikra hayud miyu im ein ha-sefer yachol lichtav yafa. However, if the sefer can't write nicely, so already Tosfos opens it up that even you would need every single line if the sefer can't keep it straight because the sefer there has to look nice. Okay, and then he says, what about mezuzah? So mezuzah is clear, the Megillah, mezuzah does need, because that's halacha l'meshmi Sinai, and kamita shal Torah, meaning a mezuzah. So in mezuzah, Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam says, needs sirtut, that's halacha l'meshmi Sinai. When it comes to tefillin, you only need the top line. Sefer Torah, we just said, would ostensibly follow tefillin, except that Tosfos says at the end that a Sefer Torah, we need four around. So to sum this up, where Tosfos Shita is, that when we talk about sirtut, right, our Sefer Torah have it on every line, which Tosfos says that if the Sefer can't write nicely, zekei l'mavehu, then you should have it on every line. But Tosfos Shita is, a mezuzah needs sirtut on every line, tefillin only needs sirtut on the top, okay, and our tefillin don't have. And Sefer Torah, really, he brings at the end, Mesechta Seferim, that you would need just four, like a box of sirtut. And that's Tosfos' Shita in regards to sirtut. Like I said, this is the sugya of sirtut. It is a fairly large sugya. I just didn't want to skip over it without mentioning any of the basics here. Okay, but let's go back. So again, let's go back to our story. Back to the Agadata. Okay? So number one, we said we were trying to call this Rav Yasser's credibility. He said that if you bring a get from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, you do not need the funny Nechtav. Why? Because people travel. We said, how do you know you can trust this Rav Yasser? Number one. And number two, he wrote without sirtut. And to which he said, no, it doesn't mean that he's untrustworthy. It doesn't mean he's untrustworthy just because he didn't hear of Rav Yitzchak. And second thing, now we're going to test to his credibility. It's not the negative, but rather, Rav Yasser, who da'askim mare ayadeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with Rav Yasser, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself quoted, the Shechina quoted Rav Yasser's Torah. So he was good. The chsev, as the pasuk says, "Vatizna alav pilakshay." Now this is talking about Pelegish Begivah, which essentially led to a civil war. The first part of the story there was that the husband of the Pelegish, of this Pelegish, who was subsequently murdered on the way back home, that the husband got upset at his wife and sent her away. Then he went back to go fetch her, but he sent her away. "Vatizna alav pilakshay." So he used the lashon of "Vatizna." Okay. Now, Rabbi Yasser Amar, what is this "Vatizna"? Zuvuv matzala. That he found a fly in his soup. He found a fly, and he was upset at his wife, so he sent his pelagish, so he sent her away. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Amar nima matzala," that he found a hair. Now we'll have to see what the hair is that we're talking about. Ashkar Rabbi Yasser Eliyahu. So anyways, Rabbi Yasser met Eliyahu. This also attests to the credibility of Rabbi Yasser, who we're questioning. Who is this Rabbi Yasser? Well, he met Eliyahu, so he must have been somebody good. Amar le, my ka'avad HaKadosh Baruch. When he asked Eliyahu, tell me, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu learning up in Shemayim? Amar le, asik b'Pelegish Begivah. He's learning the story of Pelegish Begivah. Umay ka'amar, anu, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? What's he saying? I want to hear what's the chiddush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying about Pelegish Begivah. Amar le, Eliyahu told him, Ev Yasser b'ni, kachu oimer, That you know what he's saying? He's quoting your shita of Yasser b'ni kachu oimer, Yonasan b'ni kachu oimer. Now again, Amar le chatz v'shalom. They were arguing. That's machlokes. One man number held. What started the whole chain of events that the husband sent that his pelegish away? Was it a zvuv or was it an ema? Was it a hare or a fly? Which one is it? Amar le chatz v'shalom. Mikis feka kame shmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu have a machlokes. Which was true? So Amar le elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim hein. They're both true. Meaning zvuv matzah, the husband originally found a fly. V'le hikbid, didn't get him so bothered that he found the fly in the soup. Nima matzah ve'hikbid. Then he found a hare and he got upset. Amar Rav Yehuda zvuv b'ka'ara. So Rav Yehuda says that it was he found a fly in the soup b'ka'ara. V'nima ba'isam makam, and that was in the makam tashra. That is a issue of sakana. Zvuv miyusasa v'nima sakanta. So again, he was disgusted by the fly. He wasn't happy about it. Okay, she was already on the bad list. Then when she didn't properly groom and there was created a situation of sakana, so then he had to get rid of her. That was too much. Kicked her out of the house. Igadami I divide the ka'ara. That really the hair that we're talking about was also he found the hair in the food. If so, some might say that a fly in the food is more disgusting than a hair in the food. So why was the final straw the hair in the food, not the fly in the food? Zvuv unse, because that's an ines. Could be, right, she left the plate for a second. It wasn't her fault that a fly went in there. But nima pshiusa, she should have worn, she should have made sure to wear a hairnet. Okay, make sure that there's no hair in the food, and that is considered a pshius. Okay, and therefore, again, what's the point here? And we're gonna talk about the story of Plagish Begivel, that it was, then there'll be an Agadah Gemara coming up next. Yato Adam Eima Yisera B'Soich B'Soich. That will be the next week. We'll save that for tomorrow. But for right now, the point was that Rav Yasser said, just to finish up our sugya here in regards to Kiyum, where do you need? That he said, again, not Negeya today's day and age, like Tosfos quoted, that today's day and age, we're Naidi, we're all business people, we're running out of town, we don't know who's going to be available to Mekayim Shtaris, and therefore, even if you bring it across the street or next door, you would still need to be Fanei Nechtam, but at least there, Rav Yasser came to stretch and say that if a get comes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, you don't need it because people travel. We were questioning, who is this Rav Yasser? Number one, he wrote a letter without Sirtut. Who is this Rav Yasser? And he wrote a letter without Sirtut. The answer is, just because he wrote a letter without Sirtut, like Rav Yitzchak, he didn't hear the Shmuel of Rav Yitzchak, he didn't necessarily agree to it, he didn't hear it. That doesn't make him somebody that doesn't undermine his credibility. And number two, you want to know, who is this Rav Yasser? Can we rely on him? Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling over his Shita in Plagish Begivel, he met Eliyahu, like we saw the story here.